up and at 'em. Wakey, wakey, cha-ching, achievement unlocked. Get a little bit excited because it is 5 days out of five for your entire working week, Jordan.
Simo, when you say get a little bit excited, can you give us, like, on a 1 to 10 scale, how excited should we be at this present moment?
Turn it up to 11.
11?
Yeah.
Whoa!
There you go.
Off the charts.
That's right. So, Friday, 6 minutes past six. What are we dealing with? What's on our plate for breakfast?
Well, Simo, we're going to attempt to break a Guinness World Record. Not an official attempt.
Yep.
Consider this perhaps as a bit of a trial run.
It's a bit of a warm-up.
And then if it goes well, which I'm feeling pretty confident it will, then we will get in touch with the Guinness people and see if we can actually do this for real.
Is that their technical term, the Guinness people?
Yes.
And they all probably drink Guinness?
Is that... That's what it says on their LinkedIn. I'm an official Guinness person.
A Guinness person. Greg Guinness.
Yeah, their last name has to be Guinness to get a job at the Guinness World Records.
More on that to come. Shawn Mendes first, if I can't have you. Ariana Grande, break up with your girlfriend on Snow FM Breakfast. It is Simo and Jordan with you, 13 minutes past.
And Simo, we had a go at attempting to break a world record. Well, not us, because we would be rubbish.
Yeah, shocking.
Yeah. So the record we chose to have a crack at was the quickest time to make a bed.
Well, it came about because I was doing a bit of light reading in regards to I'm someone that never makes my bed.
Me too.
And then, hashtag me too, don't make the bed. And I discovered that apparently it can be just as beneficial not to make the bed because your bed bugs, they get sunlight and they die off.
I feel that research has been done by the lazy scientists who also don't make their bed. But yeah, we wanted to see how quickly one could be made. Obviously, me and you are pretty rubbish at making beds.
Because the least amount of time I have to make the bed, the better.
Yeah, and like I take 0.0 amount of time making my bed because I don't do it.
So you went and headed off to the LJ?
Yeah, it's Lake Dubai Hotel. We gave them a bit of a call, and they nominated their number one best bed maker.
Mel.
Mel was her name, and we thought that we'd give her a crack at breaking the record because if anyone can do it, it's her and definitely not us.
So we'll share that with you after this. Guy Sebastian, choir smash hit on Snow FM at breakfast 20 past six.
And Simo, I'm in a bit of a record-breaking mood, I reckon.
Yeah? How do you get to that point?
Oh, I don't know. You just kind of look at the run sheet of what we have to talk about today, and then I kind of see that we're breaking a world record, and so, yeah.
I thought it was like before breakfast, after breakfast. Where does it fit into the routine? Where do you normally break your records?
I'm normally a morning person, not going to lie, so normally wake up, break a quick record. And then come into the show and do the work. But the reason we are talking about breaking records is because yesterday we went and had a crack at breaking one. Well, not us, because we would be terrible and have no hope.
Mel from the LJ.
Mel from Lake Dindabyne Hotel. The record we decided to give a go at breaking is the quickest time to make a bed. We're talking put sheets on the mattress, put the duvet in the doona cover, put pillows in the pillowcases, and just make it all look beautiful. Simo and I don't make our beds, so we'd be terrible at this. Fortunately, Mel makes plenty, a lot, and she's very good at it.
Yeah, I think she does like 200, I'm not sure if it's a day, but it's every couple of days, 200 beds.
So the current record is held by a hotel in Hong Kong, which I've never heard of, never stayed at, but I have no problem saying that they're pretty rubbish, and I reckon we can beat them.
All right, Simo, are you ready back in the studio with the timer?
Yep, the timer is prepared and ready. I shall give you a countdown. You set? And Mel, have you got pillowcases to deal with this morning?
Yes, I've got two pillowcases.
She's got two pillowcases, two sheets, and is there anything else that we need to know that is going to be key with you undertaking this?
Just the doona.
The doona. So is that's when things come to crunch time, correct? That's the home straight. All right.
All right, Simo, when you're ready.
Countdown from five. Five, four, three, two, one, and the timer is running this morning.
A very dramatic countdown, if I may say so, Simo, but it's all for the worst.
So it's at this point I was starting to worry for her, Jordan.
Simo, what's the time?
She's going well, 38 seconds.
38 seconds, look, not going to lie, from my perspective, not going as well. We've got the second sheet partially on.
Yep.
A minute 9 seconds is the record. She's trying to break.
Are we still under the record?
Paint a mental picture for me, Jordan. What is she up to? She's got two sheets. The doona's done?
Two sheets. The doona is on. The first pillowcase is going in. The first pillow is going in the first pillowcase. That is done and being thrown on the bed. She's got one more pillow to do it. I think we're just about done. Here we go. Come on now. Pillow is in the case. Here we go. Simo, you ready to stop the timer? It is now officially on the bed. Done.
Fantastic. Well done by all.
How did so Simo, the official timekeeper.
That is a bed made in 1 minute and 50 seconds.
That's pretty good.
That's a win. I'll take that.
That's a win.
It takes three to tango.
Olvídate los hoteles y vamos para los moteles de calle 8. Qué rico.
No hablo inglés. It is 20 minutes to 7, Snow FM breakfast. Coming out of Pitbull there.
Also, was that Spanish at the end there?
Maybe. I think there's some French thrown in there as well.
Sprechen Sie Deutsch.
And some bad arithmetic.
Parlez-vous français? Hey, does Pitbull say Mr. Worldwide at the start of all of his songs?
Yeah, I think he does.
If you bought like an album of his that Mr. had like Worldwide. 11 songs on, by the time you got to like the fifth or sixth one, you'd be like, yeah, okay, come on, mate, let's go. We know who it is. I know who it is. I bought your album. Anyway, that's my rant about Pitbull done.
I wonder if he plays Pokemon Go.
I don't know. I'll text him.
Actually, he'd be the kind of thing that you could capture with a Pokeball.
I reckon he'd pay people to play Pokemon Go for him.
Probably. Like this dude. He is right up there. Like the amount of admin that's gone into his setup. So Pokemon Go, for those that are unfamiliar, was an app that came out that was the closest to world peace that we've probably ever been.
Yeah, so it was an in-world thing. You'd kind of get it on your phone. You'd go around to all these actual landmarks.
Augmented reality, as they say.
That's the word I'm looking for. You go around to all these landmarks where there'd be Pokemon. You'd kind of take a picture of the landmark with your phone. A little Pokemon would pop up. And then I think you could fight between your... Collect all these Pokemon and then you can fight them between your friends, I think.
Yeah.
I wasn't really into it, but yeah.
But you've got the general kind of...
Thank you.
Vibe.
Thank you.
Yeah, so augmented reality. Basically, you're experiencing the Pokemon world through the lens of your phone.
Mm-hmm.
There is a guy who... but they just noticed someone was parked in a... Not a taxi lane, but you know those emergency lanes that are like drop off and like pick up points?
Oh, yeah.
And they're like, They did a bit of a drive around the block. He was still there. They're like, So they had a little bit of a look. And what they found was the guy... sitting in the pickup and drop-off point with a folder, right? So, like, a bit of admin's gone into this. A huge folder with pages of mobile phones in the pages.
Oh, like in the plastic sleeves?
Yeah.
Well, I mean, at least he wasn't driving and playing Pokemon Go on 8 phones. You know, at least he's sensible.
Well, it was, like, not inside plastic phones, but they'd had, like, them kind of carved out to fit in the folder so they could all be operating at the same time, and he had 8 different devices.
So did he have 8 different Pokemon Go accounts?
On the go, yes.
Yeah, that's...
8 different Pokemon Goes on the go, as it were.
Yeah, I mean, if you're into it, so be it. If I had 8 phones, I probably wouldn't use it for Pokemon Go.
What would you use it for?
I'd probably just sell 7 of them and make a lot of money and just keep one.
Well, I think that must...
One phone is more than enough for me.
I think that must be part of the reason that he's doing it, because there must be some monetary value to doing, because one is fun, right?
Yeah.
Once you've added, you're doing the same task 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8 times... Like, he's crafted himself a workplace.
Maybe he actually is being paid by Pitbull.
Potentially.
To play Pokemon Go for him. Mr. Worldwide is too busy saying Mr. Worldwide to play Pokemon Go. He needs to pay someone to do it. Show me.
Imagine Dragons all natural. It is 7 minutes on the way to 7 for Snow FM breakfast, Simo and Jordan.
Hey now, Simo, all week on the Snow FM Facebook page, it's been a little poll running.
Yep.
Decide which one of us would go and get a treatment done. You actually, like last week we did this and it was quite close.
Mm.
This week you won by an absolute landslide.
Yep, 48-hour window and they absolutely decided to knock me for 6. I copped the cupping, as it were, from Snowy Mountains Natural Health and Beauty. It's all about feeling good. And did I make some sounds when those cups went down on my back? I tell you.
Yeah, go. Do you want to? What sounds did you make?
Oh, a bit like that. It was,
So what is cupping? So cupping is when they essentially get these suction cup type things, put them all over your back, suck the skin up into the cup, I guess, is like a good word. It gives you a bit of a bruise, I think, and then the idea is the blood rushes to kind of help the bruise heal and helps you in other ways as well.
Yes.
I'm not an expert on them. Luckily, the brilliant people at Snowy Mountains Health and Beauty are.
Yeah, so you can vote for the comp Wax On, Wax Off happening throughout the week right here on Snow FM's Facebook page. Would you like to see where the bruises are at? I can.
You already showed me yesterday.
I think they've gone slightly darker.
Oh, have they?
Yeah, have a look at this.
I'll tell you what, Simo, you can head on over to the Snow FM Facebook page. We took a picture of Simo's back, and holy Jesus! What has happened? One on the left. Gee, what? What?
Looks like
do they hurt?
It looks like I had a sexy night with an octopus. Kesha's Praying, Snow FM Breakfast. It is 7:45. Simo and Jordan hanging out.
And Simo, you're a bit of a Harry Potter fan?
I'm into it. I'm not quite a muggle.
If you were a Harry Potter fan, which character would you be?
Oh, mate,
with the hair, you Malfoy kind of look alike, I would say.
Yeah?
Yeah, but you're both blonde.
I'm a solid Ron, I reckon.
Oh, Ron.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. I wouldn't have picked you as a Ron, but there you go.
I follow the butterflies wherever I go. The reason we're talking Harry Potter is because we have the opportunity for a couple of people, magical people, 13 years or over, to the Great Wizards Ball. Now, this is happening in Fishwick. It's happening at the Abbey Function Centre. That's in Canberra. So, if you're keen for a three-course feast, roving entertainers, live music, performances, dancing, a whole bunch of photo ops in a Harry Potter world, this is for you. Double pass.
All you have to do is guess which character is talking in a quote. Simo will play in just a moment.
Yeah, we've got a Harry Potter quote for you, but also worth mentioning that this is actually a charity event as well, so it's raising money for the Smith Family Children's Literacy Program, and it's in Canberra. So if you're familiar with this guy, let us know who this is.
Harry Potter must not go back to Hogwarts School of Witchcraft and Wizardry this year.
Any idea?
I think I've got a pretty good idea.
64572977. Score yourself that double pass to a fantastic evening. And the attendance is happening.
31st of August is the date you're looking for, Simo.
25th is when you got an RSVP. But this morning, someone reckons they know who that is. Good morning.
Hello.
Who have we got there this morning?
James.
Morning, James. Harry Potter fan yourself?
Yeah, definitely, man.
All right.
If you had to be a Harry Potter character, which one would you be?
Oh, good one. Probably Hagrid.
Oh, Hagrid, do you have a bit of a beard or are you a giant?
Nah, a bit of a beard, man.
Oh, yeah,
there
nice.
There you go, fair enough. Hey, what character do you reckon that was?
Oh, yep.
Dobby the House Elf.
In one, he's got it.
Nailed it.
He's off. 31st of August, 7 p.m. in Canberra Fishwick, the Great Wizards Ball. Which house are you picking, mate? Which one?
I'll go Gryffindor.
Gryffindor every day of the week.
Nice.
Well won.
Snow FM's The Wheel of I Won What?
Spin around like Kylie Minogue. The Wheel of I Won What is thanks to Snowy Mountains Shuttles. You can call to play now. 64572977. It's easy to play. How do you play, Jordan?
All you have to do, Simo, give us a call. First caller through, we'll get a chance to spin the wheel. Just make a sound. That sound will get the wheel spinning. You can make a very soft sound and it'll only spin a little bit. Or you can make a very powerful sound and it'll make it spin around a lot. And whichever prize the wheel lands on is yours, Simo. If you were playing, would you go for a soft or powerful sound?
I'm feeling the low wolf.
You're moving away from the microphone. I'm slightly concerned. What are you planning? So Simo's going to be channeling his inner werewolf. That is if he was going to play this morning, which unfortunately he can't.
I can't, but this person can. Good morning to our first caller through.
Good morning.
Who have we got there?
William.
William, good morning to you. And plenty of more wanting to get involved as well. Unfortunately, you are the first caller through, mate. You're hot on it this morning.
Oh,
jeez. Hey, William, did you hear Simo's werewolf impersonation just before? And if so, what did you think of it?
Decent?
Yeah, it was decent, yeah.
Thank you.
There you go. Well done.
All right, let's get that wheel spinning for William. All you need to do is make a bit of a sound, and there it goes.
What, sorry, say again?
Make a bit of a noise, maybe a like a rooster, a cat, or maybe just a shout out to your favourite footy team. Go for it.
Go to Giants.
A Giants fan? I don't know if we can let him win.
All right, Simo, what have we landed on?
That one right there, beautiful, nice. Free Big Mac at McDonald's and a free coffee as well. So that's lunch sorted.
Done.
Awesome.
Well done, William. What are you up to with your day, mate?
Just driving around.
He's just driving around. Wait, is this our courier, mate, from Canberra?
Yep.
Hey!
Did you not realise, Simo?
The man, the myth, the legend himself. Normally only calls at 6 a.m. on a Monday on a Friday. How good, mate? Mac is run for you later. Have a great day.
Have fun.
We love it. We love it. The Hilltop Hoods. It is Simo and Jordan hanging out in utter chaos this morning. Snow FM breakfast.
It's a busy morning, but we wouldn't have it any other way. Hey, Simo, next.
What are you doing? You're putting it on now.
Yeah, well, okay. So I bought a dinosaur costume online, a big blow up inflatable one. It's about 2.5 meters tall.
Nice.
And we don't really know what to do with it. Head on over to the Snow FM Facebook page as well if you want to see pictures of it. And if you want to see it live, and if you're in the Jindabyne area, head out to just next to the banjo, just opposite the bolo where the studio is. And somehow, I don't know why I agreed to this, but I'm going to be giving away, we got a couple of prizes to give away dressed in the costume.
It's like those ads you see when you're exploring the internet. It's a hot single dinosaur in your area.
What ads do you look up?
Bishop Briggs champion on Snow FM at breakfast, thanks to High Country Automotive, the home of Kuma Nissan. And it is minus one, MIA Jordan. He's joining us on the phone line. Morning, Jordan. You right out there?
Hello, Simo. Can you hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you just fine.
A very loud truck just went past, so I'm out the front. So I bought online a massive dinosaur costume. It's like 2.5 meters tall. It's inflatable. And Simo thought it'd be a good idea to put me out the front of the studio here. Right next to the banjo, and we've got some prizes to give away. We've also got a ginormous Snow FM sign, which, hang on, no, yeah, good, I've got it up the right way. That would be very embarrassing.
So, yeah, if you spot the Tyrannosaurus Rex, the T-Rex dinosaur, it's at the car park there as you cruise through Jindabyne, the front street on Kosciuszko Road. You can grab yourself a bit of a prize, or even better, just how many car horns are you getting? How many toots, Jordan? Fair few?
Well, I've been out here about a minute, and I think I've got about 4 or 5. So far, so good. Got a lot of waves as well.
How's the wind out there?
Yeah, look, Simo, the wind is an issue. It is. Oh, Erica, oh, Jesus. Oh, I trod on my own tail. Yeah, the wind is a bit of an issue. It keeps picking up. The suit is not good for wind.
Thankfully, though, you've got a couple of fans of the show helping you out as well out there.
Yes, we've got young Etienne who is out here, who has done a brilliant job standing here with me, looking a little bit embarrassed.
Well, we need to.
He's here giving away gift bags as well, and his parents, who allowed him to do this. Allowed him to just go to the other side of the car park with a stranger in a dinosaur costume. So thank you to Etienne's parents as well.
So if you see a semi-inflatable Tyrannosaurus Rex out and about, grab a prize from Jordan.
Oh, no, Simo, bad news.
What's up?
A school load full of, a bus load full of school children has just rocked up. This is not good for my safety. Hello, I'm getting beamed. Hello.
Oh, man, we're back on a Monday. Jordan, are you okay, mate? Are you done?
I'll tell you what, I've been dancing around for the last minute or two. Tiring. I don't know how, like, professional mascots do this, like mascots at the footy. I've been in here for about 2 minutes and I'm pretty shattered.
You're about to get mobbed by school children. We'll leave you to
it. I know. I am slightly concerned about that.